ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
I'll revoke nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. The Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eden fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News.
Not.
The hot, dry Santa Ana wind is returning to the fire-ravaged Los Angeles area, and a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning is up. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Extreme winds are expected to hit overnight tonight. During those times, firefighting aircraft may not be able to fly. 70 to 80 mile per hour wind could be even stronger in some areas. James White is at the National Weather Service.
The time when we have a potential for those strongest winds to mix down is only about 8 hours or so.
170 extra fire engines, water tenders, and firefighting aircraft have been pre-deployed by the governor's office. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Bob Dylan artifacts were auctioned off in Nashville over the weekend. About 60 photos, music sheets, and other items on the block. The highest bid was for a typewritten draft of Mr. Tambourine Man. Went for $508,000. Most of the items came from the collection of the late music journalist Al Aronowitz. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
An extreme cold warning in effect until noon today for wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero. A bit colder in some spots. Plenty of sunshine today, but frigid and a high of 1 degree below zero. West to southwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. A 30% chance of light snow showers late. Just a dusting expected. Rising temperatures in the high single digits. South winds 10 to 15. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, patchy light snow or flurries, just minor amounts, and a high of 23. Wednesday night, a low of 6. Thursday, 18. And Friday, a high of 21. By Saturday, a high of 31 degrees. In Richland Center, we have an east-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, making that wind chill again easily down in the 25 to 30 below range at times this morning. The actual reading is 17 degrees below zero here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We have lots of announcements to pass along today. As far as schools are concerned, schools closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, also Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's. Richland Center's announcement includes St. Mary and Eagle. Boscobel is canceled today, along with North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Wazika Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston. A reminder, Richland County meal sites will be closed. There will not be any senior dining or home-delivered meals. The meal sites in Grant County are closed today as well. And the Muscadet Public Library will not be open. Those among the bad weather announcements we have for today due to the extreme cold. Do the best you can today if you've got to be doing it. Right now, we begin the broadcast day officially on Tuesday, January 21st.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly streaked.
what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take this. I don't see why he moves me. He's a man. He's just a man. And I've had so many
Good morning. We start the day in a positive way from Jesus Christ Superstar Yvonne Elliman. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. It's 17 below zero. Oof. Yeah. It's nowhere near a record, though. No. The record is 30 below back in 1984. So we won't be close to that one, I don't believe, today. Anyway, 17 below is enough. Me and the vibe, we shuddered and shook all the way in, but we made it just fine. Ready to tackle the day's, hopefully, not too many challenges. Here is Johnny Cash on the Mel Cow Show as we start the chores.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening. All over this land, I'd ring out danger. I'd ring
had a song,
if I had a song,
I'd sing it in the morning,
I'd sing it in the morning,
I'd sing it in the evening,
I'd sing it in the evening,
all over this land, I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land, I'd sing out danger,
if I had a hammer,
I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out danger,
I'd sing out warning,
to my brothers and my sisters,
if I had a hammer,
if I had a hammer,
I'd sing out danger,
I'd hammer out warning,
I'd hammer out warning,
I'd hammer out danger.
They call me Catfish Bates, cause I can catch a catfish anytime I want to, even when the moon men tell me they won't buy. The king of the Loosahatchee, my home is on a river. Them catfish, they all know me by my side. I keep my nose on the west wind and my eye on the water. My mind on my business all the time. They call me Catfish Bates, cause I can catch a catfish anytime I want to. Even when the moon men tell me they won't buy. I know where that big old flat is hiding, and I'm gonna take him home with me tonight. I get me a plug of day's work tobacco and a can of big old red worms. I go down where that river's running strong. I float my hook out on the water, let it float on down a channel. Lord, I'd have me a big old flathead for too long. Bates, cause I can catch a catfish anytime I want to, even when the moon men tell me they won't bite. They call me Catfish Bates, cause I know where that big old flat is hiding. I'm gonna take him home with me tonight. When they bury me, I want to be somewhere on the river with a big old flathead laying on my stone. And then them catfish will all be praying there'll be flatheads up in heaven, so my ghost will leave them hatchet cats alone. They call me Catfish Bates, cause I can catch a catfish anytime I want to, even when the moon men tell me they won't buy. I know where that big old flathead's hiding. I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me tonight.
George Hamilton IV doing a little ice fishing this morning right there in those Catfish Bates. The Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution postponed until Wednesday from 4 until 6 at the Viola Municipal Building at 106 West Wisconsin Street. Richland Center Church League volleyball matches have been postponed for this week and will be made up on February 10th and 11th. Also, a reminder today, the Grace office will be closed. Those needing to talk to someone can certainly call 608-604-8255. And bingo at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet that was supposed to be held today at 5, that has been canceled. So, one of those days to stay in if you can. Yeah, the big old yellow buses, for the most part, will not be running in the area today. And letting the school kids have another day. I'm sure they're heartbroken. We're headed toward a high of 1 below today. That's where we hit yesterday for a daytime high. A look at sports is coming up. Here's Skeeter Davis.
One hour and I'll be meeting you. I know you're gonna make me blue. My heart is trembling.
sweethearts do.
I guess.
Morning from the Light in the Milk House Show. That was Skeeter Davis. It is 18 degrees below zero.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
An update on sports is next, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Wanewoc Center won a boys' basketball game over Riverdale last night, 72-64, the final score. The game was just one of a few played because of the extreme cold weather last night. Also, Cuba City over River Valley, 67-54. Royal got the win against Westby, 66-49. And Reedsburg over Edgewood, 57-49. Girls basketball, Fenimore, 53, Southwestern, 49. Belmont over River Ridge, 55-42. Potosi Cassville beat Highland, 57-42. Scholesburg over Benton, 68-25. And Argyle Pecatonica with a win against Blackhawks, 66-57. The Badgers get set to play the UCLA Bruins after John Blackwell's 28-point performance in their win over USC on Saturday. Tonight's action begins at 8:30 for a tip-off on the West Coast. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Last night in NBA action, Charlotte 110, Dallas 105, Detroit over Houston 107-96, Memphis 108, Minnesota 106, New York 119, Atlanta 110, Cleveland 118, Phoenix 92, Boston 125, Golden State 85. In overtime, New Orleans beat Utah 123-119, and Chicago over the Clippers 112-99. From the NHL, Boston 6-3 over San Jose. Minnesota got the win against Colorado 3-1. Seattle 6, Buffalo 4. A shootout won by St. Louis 5-4 over Vegas. The Islanders 3, Columbus 1. Toronto 5-3 over Tampa Bay. Carolina won in overtime over Chicago 4-3. Utah 5, Winnipeg 2. Pittsburgh 5-1 over Los Angeles. Ohio State can celebrate another title after holding off a Notre Dame comeback to walk away with a nail-biter of a 34-23 victory over the Fighting Irish. Will Howard hit big play receiver Jeremiah Smith for 56 yards on a late 3rd and 11 to lock down a game that had been tough at times and really not that close. Trailing 31-7, Notre Dame scored 2 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions to make it a one-score game late in the fourth quarter. That's an update on sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
All right, 18 degrees below zero at WRCO Radio. We need something to really warm us up here. We need to roll out the barrel although the barrel is probably full of ice.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Sing the boonterero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's our time to roll the barrel while the gang's all
you up just a little bit anyway for the All-Stars of Polka Land. Here's Mel Tillis on the Mel Cow Show.
Well, I ain't never seen nobody like you. No, never have I ever seen nobody like you.
Lord, you call me up and say meet me at 9. I have to hurry, but I'm there on time. I walk right up and I knock on your door.
The landlord says she ain't here no more. I ain't never,
oh darling,
seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same.
Tell you
what's wrong with you. I ain't never,
oh darling,
seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same. Love you just the same. Love you just the same.
My baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet daddy. He's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the love thick blue. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Thought I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the love thick blue.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. All after-school activities are canceled. Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca all closed. River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John, with no after-school activities. Boscobel closed today with no after-school activities or before-school activities. North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston all closed for today. Those are the latest in terms of the school announcements that we have today, and I'm sure there might be more in terms of the business community and other announcements coming up a little bit later on. Today's high, -1. Right now, we're at 18 below zero at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Sure, it's cold. Is your planter ready? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An agronomist near the borders of Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri suggests it would not be far-fetched to see planting underway in less than 2 months. Tyler Dubay with Stein Seed says many growers will be preparing for spring field work in the coming weeks.
Making sure you're aligned with your cooperative, you know, and your sprayers and things like that, making sure they're ready to go. Everybody starts getting antsy around mid to end of March because everybody seems to be planting earlier nowadays.
Dubay is based near Peoria and tells Brownfield some seed went into the ground last March, but 2023 was even earlier.
2 years ago, we actually had people planting and finishing, you know, by the end of March. So, you know, because that a lot of times people are seeing if you plant earlier now, you get more bean yield out of everything because you give more time for the soybeans to vegetatively grow and stuff like that.
He says last year started great but ended hot and dry, causing some seed quality concerns for 2025. A new report shows high-speed broadband reaching more rural Americans. Shirley Blumfeld, CEO of NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, says their 2024 survey found more than 76% of customers have access to gigabit downstream speeds, an increase from 67% in 2023.
These community-based providers are continuing to lead the charge
closing the divide, deploying these robust networks to these communities that they serve.
She tells Brownfield upload speeds also improved significantly. Blumfield says the takeaway is rural Americans on an increasing basis have access to higher broadband speeds and more capacity. A group of Democrats in the U.S. House have introduced a bill that would prevent the incoming Trump administration from imposing import tariffs through a national emergency declaration without congressional approval. The Prevent Tariff Abuse Act, co-authored by Susan Delbean of Washington and Don Bayer from Virginia, would stop the president from imposing tariffs through the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Iowa tells Brownfield tariffs should be a last resort, but President-elect Trump needs to have all options available.
I think the most important thing here is that President Trump needs to have every tool in the toolbox coming in this administration. And while I believe tariffs should be a last resort, I think that we do need to make sure we have a level playing field here for the Trump administration.
Bayer says Trump's tariff proposals would misuse emergency authorities and raise prices for consumers. Hinson says she's going to look over the bill introduced by her Democratic colleagues, but says she does not want Congress to tie the administration's hands. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Reviewing this next round of USDA reports. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market report. There are a couple of big reports coming out this week, including the latest livestock slaughter and cattle on feed numbers. Josh Maples is with Mississippi State University.
If we look at pork production, so if we look at the total pork production over the past 6 weeks, it's running at about 530 million pounds weekly average. This is going to be up about 5 million pounds or is up about 5 million pounds compared to that 6 week average from the week before. I think we're going to see some stronger pork slaughter numbers there. On the beef side, we're really close to where we have been in terms of looking at the past few weeks in beef production. So if we look at cattle slaughter numbers for last week, especially, you know, we were at 602,000 head, or compared to 605,000 head a year ago. So really close in terms of beef cattle. You know, what's really interesting to me continues to be these cattle weights. And I think that's going to be a huge story. I know you've talked about it. Fed cattle weights last week up 57 pounds compared to where they were a year ago. That's wild.
Andy says the industry is still trying to get a grasp on what's going on in terms of beef cow inventory.
This is a really exciting time. And so our discussion right here today is probably the most, I don't want to say uninformed, but we're right on the doorstep of reports we've been waiting a year for, and we didn't get the mid-year check-in like you're saying. It's an exciting but also a bit uninformed time because we really do need that January cattle inventory report to come out. It's not just about what's happening right now. I'm really interested in, do we revise last year's numbers? So that's, you know, it really, so much can happen with that January cattle inventory report, especially since we didn't get the July one this year.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Commodity markets are closed Monday.
I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. On Friday, ahead of the three-day weekend, soybean and corn futures closed higher, keeping an eye on weather forecasts for Argentina and southern Brazil. March soybeans were up 15 cents at 10.34, and May was 13 and a quarter higher at 10.44 and three quarters. March corn was up 9 3/4 at 4.84 and a quarter, and May was a dime higher at 4.93. Cattle were mixed with uncertainties about just how much higher cash and wholesale prices can go. February live was up 15 at 196.75. April was down 17 at 197.50. March feeder cattle were 32 higher at 268.05. And with cash steady to sharply lower during Friday's session, February hogs were down $1.17 at 81.12. April was 2.22 lower at 88.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The battle against opioid abuse in rural America, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Since 2018, the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or ARCORP, has been whittling away at an opioid abuse problem in rural America. Megan Meacham heads Rural Strategic Initiatives at the Health Resources and Services Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says the opioid program is her department's biggest line item in the budget. But, adds Meacham, it seems to be working the problem.
Through ARCOR over the past 7 years, we've heard so many stories of the individuals who have been able to re-enter society after incarceration and be connected with services so that they could sustain long-term recovery. We've heard stories of high school-aged children having their lives saved because our ARCOR grantees were able to put naloxone in the schools and respond to an overdose event. We have communities that are building out the wraparound services and supports that didn't exist prior to the ARCOR funding in their communities, and then just establishing new prevention, treatment, and recovery services where none previously existed as well.
Meacham says their work has impacted more than 2 million persons so far. You can learn more on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The process of updating the federal milk marketing orders is over. Or is it? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Farmers and processors are pleased the federal milk marketing order updates have been approved, but more regional changes could be coming. Hatley, Wisconsin farmer and New Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative President Heidi Fisher says,
as a dairy farmer myself, the approval of the referendum is important to our farm. We need to know that when the milk leaves our farm, every day we have the confidence that we will receive fair and accurate payments for our milk.
When asked if farmers had enough wins to offset the losses, including higher make allowances and marketing fees, Fisher says,
I think we did move ahead as far as with the butter fat. I think we were a little bit disappointed that there wasn't as much with the protein.
USDA's Deputy Administrator of the Dairy Program, Dana Cole, says there could be additional hearings to address issues within some of the 11 federal orders. And Fisher says she supports re-examining protein pay.
Both on a national and a regional level, I think we need to revisit this. So I'm happy with that there was movement, but I'm also looking forward to that further conversation.
Greg Siegenthaler is vice president of Grande Cheese and newly elected Dairy Business Association president. From a processor's perspective, he welcomes the clear direction moving forward.
For us as the processor, we know what the rules are, and with pooled milk, we'll abide by those rules, right? I think terms of sale are big, and federal order minimum establishments are also big. So I think that's one of the big accomplishments for the year.
Fisher and Siegenthaler made their comments during the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay shortly after the results of the producer referendum on the federal orders were announced Thursday. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Cash dairy prices closed Friday, mostly steady with light trading activity. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Today, a high of -1. The extreme cold warning is in effect until noon today for wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero or worse. Right now, looking at tonight's temperatures to rise a little bit. Warmer tomorrow, 23 with some light snow, maybe. Right now, 18 below zero here at the WRCO studios with an east to northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Oof-ta. Well, do the best you can. Put those ear flaps down tight.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, also Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca Steuben, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Weston, all closed for today. Muscadet Public Library is closed as well. We can remind you that Church League volleyball matches are canceled for this week as well for last night and tonight. Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution postponed until Wednesday as well. And the Richland County Meal Sites and Grant County Meal Sites, they are all closed for the day. 13 away from 6 o'clock on a frigid Tuesday. Here's John Conley.
Wherever I'm going, wherever I'm staying, it doesn't matter, long as I'm staying with you. staying with you. I'm always happy, whatever I'm doing, it doesn't matter, long as I do it with you. Do it with you.
Conley on WRCO, despite the cold, you gotta keep on the sunny side today.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we all side of life. It will help us every day.
Mac Wiseman, keep on the sunny side. Well, there's going to be some sunshine today. I don't know how much warmth there will be. We'll find out. Old Tony Schumacher, we've got him out of bed. He's ready to start the day, getting up and around there and creaking and groaning a little bit. That's what I do as well. And then I think about the old Pontiac Vibe. Man, alive. Yeah, it was creaking and groaning too. But we made it.
There's a cold wind blowing, but it's colder than knowing you'll be gone a long time. The weatherman is right. There's a mean storm hissing, it don't help dismissing you, heart of mine. So if I read a book, give the storm a dollar look, just to keep my hands and mind occupied. Oh, tonight I just wish that I knew what to do with this missing you heart of mine.
Singing about a cold January night. Absolutely. We're going to check weather for you coming up in a moment here from WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, as expected, some bone-chilling cold across the region, our coldest morning of the winter so far, with temperatures way down into the teens below zero, even a couple of spots near minus 20. And the wind chill factors have reached as cold as 35 to 40 below zero in parts of the area. So be very careful venturing out today. Make sure you have plenty of layers on. Get that face covered and the extremities to avoid frostbite. We are expecting some gradual improvement, though, by tonight and tomorrow as south winds return. pulling in milder temperatures. A weak weather system coming through might also generate some patchy light snow or flurries late tonight into Wednesday. Most likely just a dusting. Few spots might get a half inch. Otherwise, behind that, we'll have temperatures holding around normal for the weekend. Some more weak weather systems coming through from time to time all the way through early next week could bring some sporadic snow showers, but really no significant snows in sight yet, at least through the middle of next week. Extreme cold warning in effect until noon today. Otherwise, lots of sunshine. The high near 1 below zero late this afternoon. West wind becoming southwest 10 to 15. Today, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light snow showers after midnight. Just a dusting expected. Temperatures rising into the high single digits above zero. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, patchy light snow or flurries, just minor amounts. Otherwise, much warmer with a high of 23. Southwest wind around 10, turning westerly. Wednesday night, chance of a flurry early, then partly cloudy, low 6 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, high of 18. On Friday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 0, high 21. Saturday, mostly cloudy and warmer, high 31, slight chance of a light snow shower. Sunday, partly sunny, high 26, maybe a flurry late Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
18 below zero. Yesterday's high was 1 with a trace of snow. Record high 53 in 1967. Record low 30 below in 1984. Last year's high was 22. The low was 12 below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:59 this afternoon. This morning sunrise time 7:27. East to northeast winds at 7, making that wind chill around 35 below. Barometer at 30.46. And again, we have clear conditions and negative 18.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, provided